And it is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Very, very special Conversations with the Mayors today. We are talking Hillsboro, and we are joined, and I'm saying this for the last time, by Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, who is officially stepping down next week after 14 years on the job. Mayor, thanks for being with us again. How are you?
Well, I am having a good last week here and winding things up. And let me say right at the beginning, too, I have appreciated these conversations we've had year after year. So thank you.
It's been a lot of fun and very informative as well. So thanks to you as well. So looking back on 14 years, we've had a chance to talk about this a couple of times, but I don't think I've asked this. You go around town and you see all of the changes and all of the things that have developed. What have you considered to be your greatest accomplishment?
Well, you know, I think that the thing that I can take credit for is just really helping the board work together. And so we support our town manager and can really work as a team. So I think that's sort of behind it. What I think I'm most proud of about Hillsboro is, of course, things that we've added like Riverwalk and our park system. That's probably what people see, you know, every day really out there. And also very proud of behind the scenes of how well we're taking care of what we have and investing in our infrastructure. That's everything from a new wastewater treatment plant to keeping up with the roads every year and adding some sidewalks, like the Nash Street sidewalk, and certainly expanding sidewalks downtown. So I think those are some real things that as a town we've been able to accomplish over the last few years. And the town certainly has changed. I think what I've noticed is that there's so many amenities, a lot of these coming from other sources. We have a hospital. We have a community college. The library and sportsplex, senior center have all expanded. There's a farmer's market pavilion. We have more habitat houses. So those are other entities who are doing those kinds of things. But as a town, we've really flourished.
And I know we've talked about this, too. And every time I have this conversation with a board member or someone who's stepping down from their position, we always talk about their greatest accomplishment. And there's always something that they helped build or foster or develop. And it's something new. But you've also talked about the importance of preserving something, which is the kind of the small town character and that community spirit of Hillsboro, in spite of the fact and in some ways because of the fact that the town has grown as much as it has.
That's right. And realistically, compared to other towns, we're still growing growing at an unprecedented clip, but it's actually a pretty modest clip compared to what we're seeing elsewhere in very busy places in North Carolina, especially around the Triangle. Part of it is keeping that small town charm. And that's preserving the architecture and preserving the history. And but I think the other thing behind that is preserving the credibility of our local government. And this is something that I'm really concerned about now. I think we all are, the divisiveness that we have in kind of the country at large, and also the distrust and cynicism about government, and some of that being perpetrated by leaders in government. At the local level, I think our local government is working really well. It serves the people. It is an example that government can work and actually work well. And so if there's nothing else that we can sort of take some pride in, some civic pride, but as a community recognize that the American experiment is alive and strong, and where it's alive and strongest is places like Hillsboro, where we continue to have a thriving local government that serves the people.
14 years as mayor, do you have a favorite story that you often tell about your experience?
Oh, you know, one of my favorite stories has always been, just like right from the very beginning, is being in the parade. I was still even mayor-elect, and just it was just like real for the first time, and I sort of talk about, there were sort of three kinds of people that I noticed as I was waving. One was, the first one was this lady who had her two kids, and she looked at me in the eyes, and I can still hear her voice to this day, where she was yelling, "Where's the candy? Where's the candy?" and there were other people who, you know, like, "No more Walmart," or had something that, you know, to say, that, you know, they really wanted to, you know, talk to, you know, the leader, and had to, you know, talk to the man. But for most people, it was just not, it was the first real instance of being there in the mayor's roles. And when you waved at people and engaged people, then people waved back and felt important. And there was this general sense of community spiritness, and how really important is that, that eye-to-eye contact and that waving and that outside engagement was, and which was most people. And then there were these few people who actually knew me, who says, "Oh, I can't believe that Tom Stevens is actually our mayor." You know, that parade ride, which we just had again this weekend, it's always been that same way. There was just a sense of community spirit. I was riding in the car with Mayor-elect Jen Weaver, and I think we both just had a blast just waving at people. You see people you know, you know, people said, "Hey, Jen," "Hey, Mayor Tom," and friendly place, and you just had this community spirit just surrounded by, surrounding us. And so it was a wonderful experience. So sort of beginning and ending on a very similar note. It was pretty cool.
It's a really nice bookend, and I got the chance to be up there for the parade on Sunday as well. And it's always such a cool experience. And the Hillsborough Parade is a lot of fun because it's only a few blocks long, but so many people gather together on Churton Street, and it's just so much fun with people cheering on both sides of the street.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we had a good parade, and, of course, the celebrations will continue, Aaron.
Yep.
They've got the Candlelight Tour is coming up this Sunday. Tickets are available. It's really focused on books and writers and visiting homes, but there's music. I think Teacup Gin and Shoal Diggers are playing. There's this little train that goes around and carriage rides. There's a VIP reception at Teardrop Inn if you want to talk to Michael Malone and Francis Mays. But that's another lovely time to just sort of visit around town and see both homes and places like the Mason's Lodge and Burwell School and wonderful places, and meet some of the local writers. So really encourage people to come out for the Candlelight Tour. Of course, sign up for the Lantern Walk. Go to the HillsboroughArtsCouncil.org website to sign up for that. You know, usually we have hundreds, if not thousands, of people who will be walking on Riverwalk. It's hard to believe Riverwalk's only 5 years old, but that tradition will continue, even though the stickwork sculpture is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, today's a day of giving in particular, but want to encourage people, if you want to help local citizens, we have two projects in town. One, our wonderful police department is once again having a visit from Santa and Mrs. Claus on December 12th, I believe it is. And I think they had presents for over 300 children previously. We expect probably similar amounts this time. And they're still accepting gifts, and kind of welcome, you know, folks to be able to drop those off. You can find details about that at our website, hillsboroughnc.gov. And, you know, we have to deal with real things like water, and I've said I was very proud of our infrastructure. Our infrastructure is expensive. Water is, you know, to cover the cost of that is expensive. We do have a special fund for people who are in trouble and need some assistance to pay their water bill. That is ministered not by the town, but by our Congregations Missions, or OCIM as they're known. And it's very easy to contribute that fund on either a one-time basis, or what I do is I have a certain amount that I just add to my water bill every month to help those who are sort of having trouble with that. So I really want to encourage people to consider those ways to give back to their community.
Those are both great ways. And we've been talking about the Hillsborough Police giveaway thing for the last couple of weeks, ever since I found out about it. And then it really is a terrific thing for the police department to do this. And they do this every year of gathering toys and then bringing Santa and Mrs. Claus in and giving kids a little bit something special for this Christmas.
Indeed. We've talked about this like 14 years. One of the things I'm immensely proud about is our police chief and our Hillsborough Police Department, which spend so much effort on community policing, on building relationships, and they have really created this culture of being out among the people and getting involved and donating back. And it has just warmed your heart in just involving folks and bringing in the officers when every time they get a promotion or a new officer comes on and doing a swearing-in ceremony at the town board, mm-hmm. so the public can participate in that. It's just you know, it's real, and they've worked so hard to make it just part of what they do every single day, and so as well as very competent police work, and so very proud about them. And of course, the Christmas time with the visit with Santa is one of the highlights. And so I encourage people to donate, and certainly if come on out and visit with Santa at Mrs. Claus on December 12th.
And that's a Thursday. And again, get more information on that and other town government events and activities online at hillsboroughnc.gov. If you want more information on that water assistance program, you can get more information on that website as well. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings around town. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and I know you're stepping down, but the work of government goes on, meeting next week Monday, which is going to include Jen Weaver swearing in as mayor, and also the swearing-in for Rob English, who we haven't talked about yet, just got appointed or will be officially appointed next week as the new town commissioner, right?
That's indeed correct. We will have a swearing-in ceremony for the oath of office for five folks, four of whom are returning. You know, one, Jen, of course, in their new role as mayor, which vacates a seat in which Rob English has been appointed. And so that happened at the last meeting, and he will be sworn in and take the seat as a commissioner on that evening. So we'll have our meeting begin at 7 p.m. on Monday the 9th, just as we normally do. I will begin that meeting. I'll be given a few minutes to say a few words.
Do they have the Oscar playoff music in case you go long? Or?
I hope not. Oh, but then we'll have the swearing in for the new members, for the three returning commissioners: Rob English, who will be a new commissioner, and then Jen Weaver as mayor. Rob English has been serving on particularly on our Parks and Rec board for many, many years. You know, we had that. I think we talked about this last time. Rob was mentioned as one of the top two candidates by all the commissioners. Some others had other favorites. We had such good candidates, but Rob really, I think, will make a very, very wonderful commissioner, and I think he's very excited about it as well. So the public is certainly invited for the swearing-in ceremony. And then the commissioners will go on. The meeting will be very busy. They'll have to cover all the items from the previous public hearing and have a lot of other business to do, as well as the organizational meeting about who will be attending and assigned to which committees and who's going to be the mayor pro tem and all those activities. So they will probably have a long meeting. I will probably not sit around for that.
So, civilian's prerogative, right?
Agenda. I will be a civilian prerogative. and what do I want to say? Parts of me will miss it. I think it is not that hard to let go. I will certainly miss some of the attention as being mayor, but I have all my confidence in this board, and particularly feel good about my successor, Jen Weaver, in the role of mayor. And I'm very much looking forward to getting more involved in art. I'm pretty deeply involved. Hillsborough has an incredible art scene that's developed over the last couple decades in particular, and it's growing strong. But there's still a lot of things happening, and it's growing, and I'm looking forward to being right kind of in the middle of that, the art scene here, and continuing my own, developing my own skills as a painter and draftsman and as a sculptor.
And I know you're not going anywhere. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, got to wrap up. Final thoughts?
Well, Aaron, again, I want to thank you and WCHL for giving us this opportunity to talk about Hillsboro. If there's somebody wants to ask, what stands out most, there's so much that's happened that's positive. There's so many good things they're doing. But one of the things that really stands out has been a change about how people just love this town. 15, 20 years ago, somebody I think walked into one of the restaurants as we were just beginning our sort of restaurant renaissance. And a customer asked us, "What's there to do in town?" And a young wait said, "Yeah," and rolled their eyes and said nothing. And now, if you go into any restaurant, if you ask anybody what's there to do in town, and there's this enthusiasm about, "Oh, this is a great place, and how about this, and go to a little walk and go do those things." But I think deeply it's this appreciation that's widely held by our citizens and visitors too. Just I love Hillsboro, and so that is something that I have really appreciated. It's been a wonderful thing to be able to represent a community where the people in that community are in love with that community. So it has been great. It's the best thing I've ever done, and I'm looking forward to still being in a new role, just as a citizen and as an artist, but still very much a member of this community.
Well, thank you so much for 14 years. Thank you for all of the time that you shared with us here on this show. And I know you're not going anywhere, but I know everyone's going to miss you in that mayor's role. So we'll look to see you around.
Thanks for the kind words, Aaron, and good luck with the future. And I know you're going to pick up right next week with John.
Absolutely. Peter. And again, Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.